in this serene setting. This is a high point for China's diplomatic efforts in Central Asia. The presidents of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan gathered in Xi'an at the invitation of President Xi Jinping.
Let us work closely together to pursue common development, common affluence, and a common prosperity, and embrace a brighter future for our six countries.
President Xi said they will encourage Chinese-funded businesses in the region, creating jobs and development. He also committed to an initial $3.8 billion in financing support and grants.
Throughout the summit, President Xi has stressed the stability and strength of the relationship between China and each of the Central Asian countries, using phrases like good neighborliness and enduring friendship, and portraying Beijing as a reliable and respectful partner for the region.
China's presence is growing in the resource-rich region, long considered Moscow's domain of influence, with trade reaching record highs and major construction projects. But experts say China is not looking to compete with Russia, but rather consolidate its relationships with friendly countries as tensions with the US grow.
And for this entire time, both Moscow and Beijing actually have goals that are very similar to each other, which is not to have the region democratized, not to have the region engage more with the West.
This summit takes place at the same time as leaders of the G7 meet in Japan. China's growing influence will be one of the main topics of discussion there, with the US accusing Beijing of what it calls coercive diplomacy. Meanwhile, Chinese state media have framed the Xi'an summit as a rebuttal to those criticisms, presenting it as a forum that, unlike the G7, recognizes the needs of developing countries.
The rivalry between an existing major power and a rising major power is in a way natural. But the important thing here is that the strategic relationship between the countries needs to be under management and under control.
The leaders here have committed to meeting every 2 years with rotating hosting rights and also establishing a permanent regional secretariat based in China. President Xi likened the group to a ship, braving the wind and waves together in a time of what he called profound change. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Xi'an, China.
The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan